This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. The East and Gulf Coast dock workers' strike has been suspended until January 15th, and it is yet another reason producers need a new farm bill. We will hear more from Danny Munch of the American Farm Bureau next.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wyffels Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wyffels Hybrids.
The International Longshoremen's Association ordered its members back to work after their three-day work stoppage, while negotiations continue with outstanding issues like port automation. American Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch says even before ILA members agreed to a partial deal on wages, a port backlog would take time to clear.
A 2 to 3 day strike would take over a week to clear.
With 59 ships carrying hundreds of thousands of containers at anchor, Munch says that without a permanent deal in place, there are other concerns.
We are worried that even if they go back to work, you know, are they going to work hard as well? So that's something that we're looking at in the longer term as well.
All possibly hurting an already hurricane-ravaged southeast. A key reason the White House pressed both sides to suspend the strike. Another, the impact of backlog farm exports on an already collapsing bottom line for producers, still without a new farm bill.
It's another pressure and another disruption that our farmers are going to have to deal with without a good safety net in place. There's already carriers that have announced surcharges on containers to start in mid-October. Now, to export ag products, they could be facing a $3,000 per container surcharge, and that's not something that foreign markets are going to want to purchase.
The 36 affected ports handle tens of millions a week worth of produce, poultry, dairy, soybeans, meat, corn ethanol, and farm machinery. The suspended port strike and the August Canadian rail strike, plus Hurricane Helene, were just the latest examples of why U.S. farmers need the protection of a modernized farm bill. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.